Dear Editor, public transit across the region is at a breaking point, and not just in places you'd expect it. Overcrowded buses are found throughout the suburbs, the 321 on King George, the 160 in Port Coquitlam, 501 in Langley. On a countless number of routes, transit riders are playing their daily game of human Tetris just to fit in the vehicle and desperately find something to hold on to, just to make it to work or school on time. Since the pandemic in 2020, there has been no overall increase in transit service across the region. While TransLink has run buses for more hours, the additional resources have been completely eaten up by congestion slowing down buses, resulting in the same level of service being maintained. Is the solution to this burying our heads in the sand and saying no to transit investment? Whether it's the province or our local mayors that are the saviors to step up and save the day, investment in transit will come at the cost of taxes in some way. That's a fact. But what is the alternative? Letting our streets get even more clogged up with vehicles when transit becomes a non-option? Congestion is never going to get better without transit investment. Is the alternative admitting that it's okay that transit sucks in some places and that people having poor accessibility to the rest of the region is just fine? What about saying it's perfect that everyone is forced to buy a vehicle because that is the only viable option to get around? At a time when the cost of living is already high and likely to increase, a more affordable mode of transportation and greater access to the regional job market is paramount. We can't keep our heads buried in the sand and say no to meager tax increases at the cost of a vehicle that costs $5 to $10,000 per year to run, or at the cost of not being able to access jobs. What can you do about it? Email your local mayor, municipal council, and MLA and tell them that improved transit is a priority. Tell them how devastating massive transit cuts would mean to you, or conversely, how life would improve if transit were to be serious invested in. Visit www.savethebus.ca to learn more. You will also find an easy template that you can use to email your political representatives. Movement is holding a rally for transit on Saturday, March 22nd, editor's note. The letter initially said the event was Sunday but has been corrected, from 1 to 2 p.m. at Metrotown SkyTrain Station, East Entrance. It will be a family-friendly event with transit-themed coloring sheets for kids and lots of fun pro-transit signs. Visit www.savethebus.ca for more information on the campaign. Michael Hall, New Westminster. Metro Vancouver Transit Riders Volunteer.